I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Alan Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, a couple minutes after 5 o'clock, here we go. The Eddie Scazzeri, what up? And across from me, a man who is just glowing because his Mets don't lose anymore. His name is Al Dukes. What's up?
Jerry, the Mets are winning series. We don't even have to fit it. Like, the Mets have a game today in the series against the Pirates.
Yeah.
They don't even need to play it because they've already won the series.
But a sweep is sweet.
A sweep is sweet, Jerry. And then I understand the Mets, after they sweep the Pirates today, that's a 1 o'clock game, Jerry?
It is, yeah, 1-10.
1-10. Then they'll head to the West Coast, which is always, to me, trouble. Just because
it can be.
I don't know. This has just been a thing historically in my life when I think about the Mets. You're watching the Mets at night, and then all of a sudden they go to the West Coast. You don't see the games. You wake up, they lose. You wake up, they lose. And, like, all of a sudden, trouble.
Or they wake up and win.
Yeah, they could. But I'm just saying, historically, I feel like, just like I think every time there's a doubleheader, it's a split.
Which is not correct.
I feel like every time the Mets go on a West Coast trip, they come back losers.
So here's what I would tell you. The good thing is they're in L.A., and two of the three games are 4 o'clock.
Our time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we will see those.
Yes. And a lot of people, I do think it helps that Friday night's game is a Friday night game. So while not as many people will watch, more than most will if it was a Tuesday or Wednesday. Like when they go to San Francisco Monday and Tuesday and play at 9:45.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's a tough one. But then you get game three at 3:45 in the afternoon. So actually, out of the six games in California, you've got three of them that are very watchable. A fourth is not terrible on a Friday night, but two of them are wasteland.
Well, that's a great point then, Jerry. I'm with you on that. So that's good news. The bad news is J.D. Martinez. I guess there was some thought he might join the Mets on the West Coast trip.
Well, there was about a week or so ago. But then when we found out what had happened, I don't think so. I think you're going to see him right after it.
Well, this is what they tell you now. They said, J.D. Martinez, unlikely to join Mets on West Coast trip with debut expected, quote, shortly thereafter.
All right.
At this point, we don't need you.
No, you do.
The Mets are rolling. They're winning series. No. You sound like a loser, frankly.
Listen, I love what the Mets are doing. Even last night, a little bit of smoke and mirrors, to be quite honest.
All right.
I mean, if that kid doesn't come out of the game after 59 pitches, they get one hit.
Yeah, but this is baseball now. No, you could be throwing a no-hitter and get taken out of games. This is how stupid baseball is.
You're not wrong. What I'm saying is they didn't hit for the first five or six innings, and the way they scored,
it's all right.
It.
But that's what's terrible about baseball now, one of the many things, like, you could be getting no hit into the eighth inning. You get no worries because they're going to change the pitcher on you.
They very well might.
Oh, he's thrown. This guy's throwing 59 pitches, so let's get him out of the game.
Do you know how many strikes this kid threw?
Out of 59 pitches?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say he threw 39 strikes.
I believe it was 51.
Oh, that's a lot
of strikes.
He
only threw 8 balls.
That's a lot of strikes, Jerry.
He was, at one point, Gary or whoever, I don't know, Keith or Ron, whoever it was, one was like, this kid just pumps the strike zone, and he moves the ball around the zone. It's not like right down the middle, clearly, because then they pummel the ball. He was so good.
So why did they take him?
I got to the game late. By the time I got home and actually put it on, I don't know if he had a pitch count. I'm not 100% sure. All I know is the two innings that I got to see before I passed out watching it, he was dominant. And then you go, I wake up, I see they won, I go and I start watching the later innings, and I'm like, did you see you saw the highlights, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the balk? I still don't understand what the hell they called.
The
bizarre.
Balk. I never understand a balk, Jerry. I feel like everything's a balk. Or, like, I could swear Nestor Cortez is balking when he does his stupid leg kick,
not
but that they let you, they let go.
Because that's a windup. You can't balk in a windup.
I'm balking. Yes, indeed, I'm balking.
I don't know. It just they bring the guy in. He doesn't even throw a pitch. He gets on the mound. It looks like he's completely set, and then they call a balk. Now, I got to go back and watch the whole sequence. I only saw the highlights because, again, I was doing 880 all morning. But it's just odd to me. They score a run on that, and then McNeil, give him credit. He just flings the bat, and you need blue pits like that through the course of a season. All good. Just waiting for them to kind of, like, BT's been on this whole thing about how, you know, you haven't seen the likes of Lindor and Nimmo, and Alonso's got 5 or 6 home runs, but he hasn't really been like a terror yet. Like, you want to see the core guys carry this team, and instead it's been the likes of Joey Wendell coming up with a big hit after Beatty goes out with injury.
Mr. Wendell.
That's all. You just want to see a little bit more from...
But I think what's good, and this happens when teams are good, is that they find ways, Jerry, to win games.
Absolutely.
And when you're being losers, you find ways to lose games that you are clearly winning.
You are 100% correct.
So in that, I like it.
That is very true.
Mr. Wendell.
All I'm going to tell you is don't think you're going to go to L.A. and beat the Dodgers with a balk and a poke job. You got to hit the ball.
A balk and a poke job?
Yes.
That's the name of my new podcast. On the Dan Patrick Podcast Network.
There you go.
I saw Dan Patrick has a podcast network. What are we doing in the world?
We're putting out a lot of podcasts.
Can we do a podcast network? Because it doesn't mean anything.
Yes, we could. I've told you
that. The Al and Jerry Podcast Network?
Absolutely, we could.
And we'll just be like, just add podcast. What is a Dan Patrick Podcast Network? That does not mean anything to anyone.
It means he's making money from people that probably pay him to be on his network.
No, but it's the Dan Patrick Podcast Network. So he's now hiring podcasts.
Is he hiring or accepting?
I saw that John Boy Media.
That's different.
Took two of their podcasts, and they're joining the Dan Patrick Podcast Network.
But why? Just put it where it's got to be.
I don't know. I don't know.
Me neither.
I don't know what's going
on. Why don't you become a podcast consultant?
It's
and
all,
go around firing everybody.
It's all a shell game. Everything we're doing in most of media is a shell game. We're just podcasts.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know it's not a shell game. I saw the Fanatics thing with the Caitlin Clark jersey.
I'm glad
That's
you brought that
real.
Up. That is not real.
That's not real?
I'm so glad
you brought that out. I pulled an L. I read the headline.
You could have read the whole article.
And I didn't read the rest of it.
Yeah.
So what's not real about them saying how many jerseys they sold?
Okay, so here's the story that went all over yesterday. The story was, let me pull that up, Jerry, because I want to get to proper thing.
I didn't mean to go out of sequence. I'm sorry.
This was going to be a full segment for me.
No, yeah, well, we got 8 minutes.
Fanatics CEO Michael Rubin said that Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever jersey sold more on draft night than any player in any sport in the company's history. Okay. There are zero numbers attached to this. This is the CEO of Fanatics telling you this, a company that's been maligned for their terrible MLB uniforms.
Right.
I think they are taking advantage of the Caitlin. Everybody loves Caitlin Clark. And they just made this up. It'd be like no different than me having the company put out a press release that says, Alan Jerry talked about Caitlin Clark's tremendous career on their post-game podcast. It was the highest rated podcast in their history. Says who? Me? You know what I mean?
Well, I would think if people would ask, you've got to show receipts. Like, that's a little different than... Okay. I would think. I mean, you would show how much money and how many jerseys were actually sent out.
I think this is complete fake news. Sad. No numbers are attached to it. All the articles and tweets are just quoting Fanatics. And I think they're just trying to get some nice positive publicity using Caitlin Clark.
Oh, Fanatics would, because she doesn't need it. I mean,
she doesn't need it, but she's
got more than enough positive publicity.
Right. But right now, if you do anything with Caitlin Clark, you're going to make news.
That is true.
So I think this is fake news. Sad.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't read the article, so you pretty much gave me the summary. But
it doesn't make any sense. Number one, for the other things you got to look at is, okay, so how long has Fanatics been selling everybody's jerseys? We'd have to look when they got. Okay, so we got to eliminate every draft prior to that. You're telling me that Caitlin Clark sold more? Now, these are girl jerseys, so we're eliminating all men. Right?
I know men are wearing Caitlin Clark. Like Ray Martell that, yes. Have,
okay.
Not a lot, but there are men that would buy them.
Okay,
yes.
But you're saying statistically speaking, it is more likely for a woman to purchase a men's jersey.
I would certainly think
okay,
that, yes.
So now we're eliminating the majority of half the people, which is men. We're eliminating most
of them. You would think
so,
yes. Yep.
So you're telling me that women who don't really... Men are the losers who wear football, baseball jerseys all around. Women are not wearing jerseys to hang out in. They're just not.
No, not to hang out in, no. Right. But if you went to an Iowa basketball game, you would
correct.
See a lot of those.
No
you,
doubt.
That
no
is
doubt
for
about
sure.
It.
And a lot of girls, young girls, I idolize this young woman.
No doubt about
so
it,
So I would think that was a big jersey sold for the parents, for the kids.
Okay. You want to tell me
think.
This is the biggest selling
I have no idea.
WNBA jersey ever?
I don't know.
Hell yeah. I'm on
board.
So
here would be the question I would have. Did Fanatics have the contract when LeBron was taken by the Cavaliers?
Right.
I don't know.
The only other detail that has emerged from this is that it beat out Trevor Lawrence from the Jaguars.
I have one for you because I think Fanatics was around. What about Zion Williamson to the Pelicans?
I don't know. They don't want to give you that information. This is like podcast reporting. No one wants to give you the real numbers. So
yeah, I'd like
this
to see,
guy's not going
to
give you.
I'd love to see a breakdown.
Yeah, let's see it.
Of the last, like, Zion was drafted when? 5 years ago, would you say? Probably four somewhere. So they had to have had the contract.
And I'm also not buying the fact that the most sold NFL jersey on draft night was Trevor Lawrence. Sorry, no one's interested in Jaguars jersey.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy that either. Yeah. I would not buy that either.
This reeks of a PR trying to hop on the back of Caitlin Clark. My two cents, Jerry. And I'm an investigative reporter. I like to look at things. Who benefits from the story? Are there any actual statistics from an outside source? There are not. Fake news.
I want to just, I'm trying to find out when they became the official jersey makers of all these leagues. And the only thing that comes up, so, all right, so I'm going to give, here's some of your answers. Fanatics replacing Adidas as the NHL official uniform in 2023.
Okay, so it's
so
only...
That means you take away all of
Sidney
Crosby.
Yeah, I know this is a new thing. This is a new thing, right.
But I'd love to know...
When they took over the NBA.
The NBA. The NBA.
No, NBA and NFL.
Yeah. Well, I say NBA. You're right with the NFL for sure. But I'd like to know with the NBA only because of Zion Williamson. He was such a megastar coming out of college. And I know he went to the Pelicans. That fan base isn't the Knicks or the Lakers, but he was still Zion Williamson. I would love to know what the numbers were for him.
Let me give you a couple other actual statistics, yeah. Jerry, that I could cite sources. Another story that came out yesterday was everyone's excitement that the WNBA draft had 2.45 million viewers. A lot of viewers. Previous record was 601,000 viewers. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that 2.45 million people watched, that's a lot, and that amount of people garnered the most sales for a jersey ever. Okay?
That's what they're telling you.
That's what they're telling you. So 2.45 million people watched. The NFL draft was viewed by 54 million people. So statistically, you're telling me.
Yeah, right.
Stop.
None of it makes sense.
We all love Caitlin Clark, but we can't all jump on her back to try to get positive publicity for ourselves.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm going to ask Odyssey to put out a press release. Al and Jerry on the warm-up show on April 17th discussed Caitlin Clark. It was the most listened to warm-up show in the history of WFAN. Please put that out there. Richard Deitch will retweet it. Andrew Marchand will retweet it. Neil Bass will retweet it.
It looks like Fanatics gained the NBA in 17.
Okay.
So that's Zion. I mean, that's right in that window. If he was 20, 20, or 21, whenever the hell it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd love to see some real numbers.
Me too. We're not going to get them.
No, we're not.
No one wants to show you anything.
We're not going to get them. I guess not. I do believe the viewership, actually.
Oh, I believe that too.
That I do believe.
Because that's from an independent company, Nielsen.
Yeah. But to say that they had four times the amount, that's a big gain. I do buy that for sure.
I do too.
Because she is that big of a star, which is just... It's amazing to me, but hey, good for her.
Hey, good fake for news, her. Sad, or open up your books.
When we come back, maybe not the very next segment, but at some point this morning, we're going to get to the Yankees because they lost again.
Yeah.
And an interesting play in this game that you may or may not have seen. If not, we'll walk you through it.
Okay. And maybe I'll take a look at that during the break.
Well, yes, I will give you the play. You can look at it during the break to make sure. And then we got Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.